This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, an interviewing masterclass by TV's Alison Hammond. Also, can I make it four in a row on bangers this week? Those people that are just a bit too honest, and probably the most awkward freshers game we've done yet. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I apologise now to everyone in here. If you get my cold, sorry. God, every time I have a cold, I just go on about it. Shut up, man up. Man up, Mills.
Well, as long as it doesn't affect your, well, not speech, but broadcast, you know, it's all good.
Well, tell me at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Everyone be honest. Coming up, Miley Cyrus, also Bastille on Radio 1. After three today, we're going to do another one of our freshers games. Obviously, people have been back at uni a couple of weeks now, but they're still getting to, like, know people and, you know, settle into where they live. And back at home, your mum or dad or both are planning to turn your old room into a gym. Or an office for your dad.
I actually think now's the perfect time, especially if you've been at uni a couple of weeks, to take part in this game, because you've got stories. You've probably had a lively freshers week, and that's perfect for this game.
Yeah. So we will have a fresher on the phone and their mum will be in their room back at home. And depending on whether the mum gets the questions right, and it's multiple choice, they either get to bin some of the stuff from the freshers' room, some stuff that they really want to keep, or they win stuff that's like a little treat for the fresher at university.
But what's wonderful for all of us listening in on this is that the mum is going to be answering questions about their child's, you know, freshers' week and everything that's gone on there.
It's so all about
potentially awkward.
Yeah, the activities that they've been up to at freshers' week, which I don't know about you, I don't think I'd want my mum to hear.
Exactly.
Today, I have to tell you, the stakes are high. And the questions are, I just wouldn't want my mum to hear them. That's going to be at 3:10. It's going to be a good one today. Scott Mills. Everyone's now texting and going, well, you've obviously not been singing happy birthday to yourself twice while washing your hands, have you? That was our health advice from last week. Because in the time it takes to sing happy birthday twice, that's the amount of times you should be washing your hand, the amount of time.
Yeah, and if you want to be extra careful, you add the extra bit of happy birthday as well. You know, there are many
and
more.
Many more.
And just keep that going.
To be fair, I haven't even been doing it. I've not been following my own advice.
Do you not? Because I find myself washing my hands and singing happy birthday to myself and thinking, this doesn't look right.
No, you still look weird. You know how every Christmas the bloke on Twitter who is called John Lewis gets thousands of tweets about their Christmas advert? And always has to tweet people back going, I'm not the shop, I'm just a man called John Lewis. I'm particularly enjoying the Twitter account for the translation website Duolingo today, who are getting a fair few messages saying, I really like your song, New Rules. And having to redirect people from Duolingo to Duolipa. Particularly good. They're getting quite a lot. Please don't do that now I've mentioned it. Scott Mills. Hey, Chris, it's that time of year when people are starting to advertise their 2018 calendars.
Of course, yeah. I assume all the photos that have been done over the summer are ready to go.
Yeah.
Who have we got? Who are you buying?
Well, we've got Gareth Gates. He's got one.
I imagine all the Love Island lot have got one.
Funny you should say that. There's Love Island hunk Chris Hughes. Chris there in some ripped jeans and no top and a little smattering of baby oil, I'd say, on a leather sofa there.
Please tell me I can buy a Muggy Mike calendar if I wanted to.
I've not seen Muggies, but look it up.
I'll look up Muggy Mike's 2018.
And happy days. I've just seen an advert for the Warwick Rowers.
Oh, as always. Well, we often get sent lots of rowing calendars, actually. Yeah, yes, we do.
It's for a really good cause, but I don't know if you know about the Warwick Rowers. It's a bunch of lads who've been doing a calendar every year since 2009. And obviously they look, I mean, they're rowers, you know, so they look pretty hench.
Yeah.
And hardly any clothes. So if that's for you.
Well, of course, it's the boat's covering, isn't it?
I mean, this year they've really... The covering up, the way they've done the covering up is it's inspired. Scott Mills. You know, we've all got someone in our life that is just the person that is a little bit too honest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. It's my cousin's boyfriend in our family. He's way, way too honest to me. I remember when I last saw him, he was telling me I was looking a little bit... Well, you put a little bit of weight on there, haven't you?
Pardon on a bit
so
there,
why,
haven't you?
Also, why would you say that? He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a really, really nice guy. He just says it how he sees it.
It's like the wife of our producer here who... the producer just had a new haircut. And was like, do you like it? She's like, to be fair, it was better before.
Yeah. I think most people just go along with these things because it's actually harder and longer and more complicated to kind of be honest a lot of the time. So you just go, yes, it's great. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Let us know if you're that person, by the way, or tell us about someone that is on 81199. I've got one here, in fact. It's Alison Hammond. Have you seen this?
This interview is brilliant.
Right, Alison Hammond is, well, she was on Big Brother. She was on my Strictly year. So I'd spent many a happy afternoon with her walking around places like Birmingham, shopping. Mm. Had a crack in Nando's once. And she's just brilliant. Like, she makes me laugh so much. She's the kind of person that you'd kind of want to, like, be mates with or have follow you around all day.
Yes.
Just because it's constant lols. Anyway, she does these film interviews for This Morning on ITV. And on This Morning, she was interviewing Hollywood heavyweights Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling, who are starring in this new film called Blade Runner 2014. A massive, massive sci-fi sequel. And obviously, they are two of the biggest actors in the world. Now, Alison Hammond, if you've not seen this yet, has... she has quite the interview technique.
Got these glasses in because these were from the original Blade Runner. This is what they used. So I thought, you know, attention to details for fans will probably like that.
That's so cool that you did that. Are you a fan of the original?
Never seen it.
I appreciate your candor.
Oh, God, I love her. The laugh.
It's great.
Did you see the original? Do you like it?
Never seen it. Also, for that type of film, it has a real cult following because, right, you know, huge sci-fi.
I just love the honesty. You're not meant to say you haven't seen the film to them. They're in it.
Are you a fan of the original?
Never seen it.
Listen to how Alison describes her own interview technique.
Bleak, dystopian, an absolute nightmare, to be honest with you. That's just my interviewing techniques. Yeah. But let's talk about the movie Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah. Cheer up.
She's brilliant.
It's another case, though. They must see the same thing all day long with these interviews, and then in comes Alison Hammond.
Right. It's a bit like your Mila Kunis one, where she's like... But they get eventually get them on side, you know?
Mm.
So at one point, Ryan Gosling cracks open the whiskey that she's brought along. Why is Alison Hammond stopping off in the off-licence beforehand, purchasing some whiskey and taking it along to an interview with two Hollywood A-listers? Listen to this.
Well, there's so much secrecy around this new film. What can you tell me about it? Obviously, you've told me that it's... You having a drink?
I think it's... I feel like that's where this is headed.
Ryan just cracking open the whiskey that Alison's brought along for him. But there's none left for Harrison Ford, so she pours one for herself.
Help yourselves. I notice there's nothing left for me.
Cheers, Roy.
She's brilliant.
Cheers, Roy.
Cheers, Roy. And then she decides to ask about Ryan's sweater, which basically looks like he's made it himself.
Did you get your knitting needles out? Because I know you like to relax.
Oh, we're going to go there.
We're going to go with the knitting.
Oh, it's going to be like that.
Look at your jumper. I just looked at your jumper and I thought, yeah. Did you knit that?
This is what I did on set. I knitted this sweater.
Oh, my word. I just wouldn't even go there. But she has no filter.
It's
just
great.
Totally honest. I want her to follow me around for the day just so she can laugh.
Scott Mills.
People are now chipping in with their favourite Alison Hammond laugh moments. That is true. Nice. Jackie's been on. Her best laugh was when she got her sleeve draped over her partner's face in the Strictly dance-off. That was my dance-off. And I
was
lost.
It?
Yeah.
You lost to that?
Yeah, I lost to Alison Hammond.
That's amazing.
Jackie's watched it about 20 times. Just makes her day every time. It's on the Halloween special. But literally, as she's doing it, she's like... Love.
Scott Mills.
Amanda from Glasgow, absolutely no filter. And doesn't really think that she said anything wrong until she sees other people's reactions. So she once asked a friend which of her newborn twins was the ugly one, as there's always one better looking twin.
Oh, you see, I can see where she's gone wrong there. But...
Don't say which one's the ugly one, they're her children.
Mm. Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, but you can sort of see the logic there. It's a bit like producer Mark, who works on the show. He sometimes makes wayward jokes. Like, he says the joke without thinking through the joke first.
Yeah, but like...
And then insults people.
Yeah, he does actually insult people quite a lot.
But he doesn't mean to. He's genuinely a nice guy. I'm sure Amanda from Glasgow is lovely.
Oh, yeah, Mark's like one of the nicest people I know.
Yeah.
But it's just that sometimes... it's just think about it before you say it. And we've been like...
We've seen this so many times.
It's
so annoying. I can't think of an example
on
a
daily basis.
I will be able to think of one.
Let's try and think of one. We'll bring that to you shortly.
Scott Scott Mills.
Coming in 1 hour, we've got our freshers game again. We'll speak to a fresher, brand new at university, and also to their mum, who's in their old room back at home. And the mum has to answer questions. If they get the questions right, then they get to bin something from the fresher's room. If the mum gets the questions wrong, then the fresher wins a little treat for university. This is how it went down last time with Talia from Falmouth University and her mum, Jane. When on the way home from a night out this week...
Yes.
Talia did what? A. Drink from a dog bowl outside someone's house because she was thirsty. B. Give her number to the guy serving cheesy chips at Kebab on the Corner in Falmouth.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
No, not the kebab guy. It's bad news.
But useful.
Yeah, but we've all met that guy on the corner, do you know what I'm saying? Or C, took a wheelie bin home from one of her neighbours and got pushed home in it.
Oh, my gosh.
See, none of those multiple choice questions are ideal, are they, when you're talking about what you've been up to at Freshers with your mum on the other line?
Exactly, and her mum right there has to kind of imagine that all those three things happen to work out which one's the truth.
So, if you think that question was awkward, you really need to hear what we've got lined up in today's Freshers quiz. I'm issuing a strong cringe warning right now.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
OK, a bit of Duke Dumont coming up, and now it's bangers. 3-0 to me. Whoop, 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 whoop. Feels good on this side.
OK, right, we're going to do it today. I've got so much confidence in my song today because it is an absolute banger. I really hope it gets chosen.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
You all right, Eddie?
Where are you at the moment?
On the M40.
OK, where are you going to?
Southampton, actually.
Yes.
Business or pleasure?
Say
or
hi to the old girl for me.
That being Southampton, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Or are you talking about your mum?
No.
Again.
Can we leave off my mum this week, please? Yesterday, you suggested she was a nudist.
You did. You said... Anyway. Eddie, Southampton, what are you doing now?
Trucking. Working, unfortunately.
Trucking cool. Away. Okay, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I usually go with Scott because he's got bangers.
Oh, okay. Well, Chris, I'll let you go first today.
All right, Eddie, I've got a real banger today. I really hope you choose it.
It's like I've chosen the corner myself. I haven't.
Well, it's suspicious Southampton and seems to go for your bangers.
I know it sounds,
do you know what, Eddie?
It is a coincidence.
It's my job today to try and win you over, and I hope I do, with this banger. Such a tune. It's the Strokes' Last Night.
I'm hearing no noises of encouragement.
No, this could sound so good right now.
It sounds good.
Yeah. You can have that, or you can have this.
Eddie, do the right thing.
Rihanna.
Do the right thing.
Eminem. Love the Way You Lie.
I'm actually... Oh, wow.
Eddie,
do
the right thing.
Oh,
I agree.
Choice.
Do the right thing.
They're both bangers. I'm sorry, Scott. I'm gonna have to go with Scott.
What?
I'm going with Scott.
Why would you do that? Hold on. Hold on. Is this just a case that you don't know who I am, or you've forgotten my name?
No.
You really want to go with Scott?
Yeah.
Gutted.
I'm tied to the bed and set this house on fire. I'm just gonna
stand there and watch me burn. But well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But well, that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Oh, I can hear the sirens from here.
It's an absolute robbery, that one.
Well, yeah.
A robbery. Hundreds
here they
of
come.
Messages coming in right now. I mean, the Strokes' Last Night is an amazing song.
You best be wearing your best pants tomorrow.
But I'm tempted to well, there's nothing I can do. If I lose 5-0, I lose 5-0. But
also,
I almost feel like protesting.
Terrible, I've seen them. You've got some terrible pants. So make sure
might
that's
go on strike
one.
Tomorrow.
Go on strike? Hello?
I just don't know what I can do here. I don't know who to call to help.
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
What?
I love his...
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
It's like the worst X Factor moment ever.
But imagine this was the final of the... Imagine this was the final of the X Factor. Have you got some, like, tension-y thing? Do you know what, though? I just... for me... I kind of despair a little bit because I don't mind losing to a Big Bang. Your song was good, but yeah. But the Strokes last night, I honestly thought that I'd salvage this week with that one.
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
People are loving that guy's laugh so much. Really brightens up people's day.
That's his little sort of noise of delight.
I mean, it's quite
cute.
He
screws me over.
Jude Dumont and Jax Jones. I got you on BBC Radio 1. If you thought the freshers game was awkward last time, oof, wait for today's situations. We have a fresher on the phone and their mum hears some of what they've been up to at university in the last couple of weeks. Be prepared to have a little bit of cringe. Don't say I didn't warn you. Mm. Coming up in 10 minutes. Also, I've got Wolf Alice and Mumford & Sons. Can we just say congratulations to Danny Howard?
Good job, sir.
Very good. New Friday night show on Radio 1. Like, for dance DJs, that is like the holy grail, Friday nights.
Friday nights, yeah.
So Danny Howard gets a new Friday night show after Annie Mack and Pete Tong. And Charlie Sloth has a new weeknight show on Radio 1 and One Extra 9 p.m. Monday to Thursday. It's happening soon.
Really excited for him.
Now, what voice do we think he's going to use now that he's actually like finally made it onto actual Radio 1? I know he does his One Extra voice when he's on with us.
Yeah, but that's because, you know, he's been doing his One Extra voice that you hear on his Drive Time show at the moment on One Extra. But when he's in the studio, obviously,
it's
kind of like how we hear him. And what I'm interested with him now being on Radio 1 more is, will he slip into the Charlie
Normal
Sloth
voice
that we know him as?
Yeah, because it is different. Do you think it would be like a hybrid of the two?
Well,
here's Charlie at the moment.
I know my dance. Every time I go on one, like a juice down the street.
Yep.
And,
Now, is that what it's going to be like in the evenings now on Radio 1?
Yeah, One Extra, Radio 1 from 10 p.m. a Saturday night rap show, the biggest rap show on the planet. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Not heard that one.
Leave my brand alone.
Now, what we have here is Charlie doing his normal voice when he's not on the radio from a voiceover just a couple of weeks ago. I think this might be the voice that he'll use.
Some of the most famous fashion designers in the US today have been asked to forecast what Eve will look like in AD 2000. One idea is a dress that can be adapted for morning, afternoon, or evening. It's the sleeves, what does it? Apparently, in AD 2000, we shall be having a hair-raising time. Yet another designer goes so far as to believe that skirts will disappear entirely. Shoes will have cantilever heels, and an electric belt will adapt the body to climatic changes.
But it's mad, because it's the stuff he says.
Yeah.
It's just always in a different voice.
So is it going to be that or this?
The boy Charlie Sloth, the people's prince, the best-looking fat guy in the universe.
BBC Radio 1.
You know what it's like. You go to university as a fresher, and straight away your parents want to get rid of loads of stuff from your old room. They can't wait. Literally, as soon as you're out the door, we're going to turn it into an office. It's going to become our home gym.
And that's exactly what happened to me, actually, Scott. When I went to uni, my dad started with those kind of threats.
Well, the thing is, you'll be back at the end of term, and then your room's not there anymore, and half the stuff has been binned.
Exactly.
So here's what we're doing. We take one fresher whose room is at risk, and we also get one of their parents on, who's very keen to get rid of the stuff in the room.
Mm.
You've just got to try and keep your room. Hello, Ross at Bournemouth University.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Are you a fresher?
Yes, I am a first year.
How's it going?
Quite eventful. Interesting.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Got freshers flu yet?
Oh, probably from day one. It's not gone yet.
Where were you last night?
Just went down the old fire station.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, good night out there.
You're enjoying it, right?
Yeah, no, really good, actually, really good.
Okay, Ross, so what's the situation with your old room at home?
Well, it's been teased that my little sister is going to occupy it and have it redecorated.
That happens as well, of course. Jealous siblings use the opportunity to move in.
How old's your sister?
She's 15.
Okay, I was going to say, at least it's not like a My Little Pony situation.
No, thankfully not.
Yeah, but it could be some sort of like angry 15-year-old situation, couldn't it? Right. Your room will be a phase.
It will be black.
Oh dear, I mean, this is a new threat. Actually, we hadn't considered this one before.
Ross, we're going to try and save your room and its contents today. Hello, mum of Ross Allison.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, mum.
Hi.
I'm good with the mums, aren't I? Are you okay, Allison?
I'm very well, thank you.
So you're in Ross's room right now?
I am, yes.
Okay, we've got three levels of questions. For every question you get right, Alison, mum, you get to bin an item, which is one of Ross's favourites in his room. But for everyone you get wrong, Ross gets something that's going to help him out at uni.
Gets a little treat.
Are you ready for level one?
Yes.
Alison, up for it?
Yes, let's go with it.
Let's do it. Okay, level one. If Alison gets this right, the Mickey Mouse and Goofy toys she's found in your cupboard at home will be mailed to your flatmates with an embarrassing note. Lots of kind of babykin style nicknames and kisses included in that note.
That's a great one. So rather than just destroying them, send them to the flatmates.
Do you know the toys we're talking about, Ross?
Yeah, well, I don't think I've seen them for about 10 years.
No. Well, you sound rough.
Every night.
Alison, if you get the question wrong, you have to send Ross a crate of cider that he can share with his new flatmates.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got to get this right then.
Alison, here's your question. How has Ross already made a name for himself on campus? Did he A, sneak backstage at a Tom Grennan gig by pretending to be his cousin? B, dress up as a cow and allow his teammates to milk him on a football social? Or C, earn himself the nickname Banjo.
Oh.
So, do you want to go through those options then, Mum?
What's most likely, do you think?
Okay, well, he's very much like his dad, I have to say. So,
what, Banjo Senior?
Any three could be possible, couldn't it? He's on Freshers Week, so he does love his music and his gig, so that is sort of something that I could see him doing, yes.
Just imagine this though, Alison. Your son dressed up as a cow because he is into his football, isn't
he? Being milked.
Oh, I don't even think about what
that means. I know. I know.
And I'm not even sure what Banjo would refer to.
I have no idea. I'm not looking up at work.
Okay, I'm thinking let's go for A.
You think A?
Yeah. Yes!
What was the full story there then, Ross?
I walked up to the security, asked to go into the dressing room. He was like, "What? You're not allowed." I said, "Well, I'm his cousin. I left my stuff up there before the show," and he was like, "Oh, go ahead." And it was easy as that.
Okay, so you actually got into Tom Grennan's gig?
Yeah, and met him backstage.
That's incredible.
That's mad.
It does, however, mean the Mickey Mouse and Goofy toys will be finding their way to your flatmates.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about that.
No.
Gutted to miss out on cider as well.
I know. That's annoying. Hey, listen, Ross and Mum Alison will come back on the Freshers game after this.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Liam says this Freshers game is brutal. Feel sorry for the lad. Yeah, but there's stuff in it for him. That's Lila Rose. We're playing the Freshers game on Radio 1. Ross is a fresher at Bournemouth Uni. Hi, Ross.
Hello, Scott.
His mum is at home in Ross's old room, somewhere between Bristol and Bath. Hi, Alison.
Hello there.
Right, so for every question Alison, the mum, gets right, you get to bin an item from Ross's room. You want to do it anyway. You just, like, your sister's just itching to move in. For everyone you get wrong, Ross gets something to treat himself at university. Okay, here's level two. Alison, if you get this right, this is pretty harsh. Ross's prized signed lead shirt goes in the bin.
What?
Oh, no.
That seems harsh.
That's really harsh.
How do you feel about that, Ross?
Not great.
However, Chris?
If you get this wrong, Alison, Ross gets a weekly shop bought for him, but with only branded items, yeah. Nothing from the value range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't be going cheap.
Dear. That sounds expensive.
Okay, here's your question. After enjoying himself a little bit too much during a night out in Freshers' Week, did Ross, A, wake up with a giant inflatable penguin in his bed with no idea how it got there? B, throw up in a bin halfway through a lecture in front of all his course mates and his seminar tutor? Or C, have a little wee in his wardrobe thinking he'd made it to the bathroom? All of this is going through your head. It's running through your head now, Alison, isn't it?
Oh, it is, isn't it?
You know your son better than anyone, I'm sure.
Oh. Oh, yes, right, OK. I don't think it's B.
No.
No.
What are you saying about C, though? We in the wardrobe, Alison.
That is quite possible. I think his wardrobe door is right next to the bathroom as well, so that is a definite possibility.
To be fair, that's happened to us all.
Yeah.
That
we've all done it, Alison.
I wasn't too surprised.
Don't pretend you haven't.
So you're ruling out vomit at the moment, so that leaves penguin or
I'm going to go for C.
OK.
We in the wardrobe.
How's that making you feel, Alison?
Not good.
Okay, so you think that C, Ross had a wee in his wardrobe thinking he made it to the bathroom. Incorrect!
Oh.
Yes, Ross, you keep the lead shirt.
Yes, I'm glad about that.
Yeah, and you're getting the weekly shop as well. That's awesome.
And no value range, please, Alison.
Oh, okay.
The answer, Ross, which was?
A. The inflatable penguin.
So you're just next to a penguin you woke up, were you?
Yeah, I don't really know where I got it from. I'm assuming a club night, but I woke up next to it and...
Did you wake up cuddling the penguin?
Probably.
I mean, it could have been worse. Could have been a pig. Okay, I have to warn everybody listening that level 3 is something else. It's we're definitely taking it up a level, and it's going to happen after this.
Scott Mills.
We're still with Fresher Ross from Bournemouth Uni. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Scott.
And his mum, Alison. Hi, Alison.
Hi, Scott.
All right, we're ready for level 3, guys.
Let's go to level 3.
Okay.
Oh, level 3, whoa.
Oh, I know. Right, if Alison gets this right, the tester paint pot is out to see what new colours look good on the bedroom wall.
Alison, if you get it wrong, Ross gets his yearly gym membership bought for him.
Pressure's on.
Right, here we go. Oh, Ross, this is a bad one.
Oh, God.
But,
oh.
Ross, the prize is good here, I've got to say.
Okay. Brace, everybody, here we go. In his quest to... Oh, this feels so wrong with the mum. In his quest to find love, did Ross, A... receive his latest phone bill, which included £167 worth of calls to premium rate phone lines. B. You okay, Ross?
Yeah, just about hanging in.
B. Attempt to get a taxi all the way to Brighton University to visit his ex-girlfriend. Or C. Hide under the covers next to the girl he spent the night with while she FaceTimed her family.
So, Alison, where do we begin?
This is terrible.
Oh, no.
I mean, none of them are great.
No.
Should we start with the phone bill, then?
Yeah.
There's £167 worth of calls. Has he been in a similar situation before?
Not to that amount of money, no.
But he has. Excellent. All right. And then there's the...
He's got form on that.
The ex-girlfriend at Brighton.
Yeah, no, she is in Brighton.
And then obviously there's C, which is in the bed with.
I'd be most embarrassed if it was that one.
You would you?
Yeah.
Well, she was FaceTiming her family. Okay, A, B or C, Alison?
I'm going to go for C.
What's making you think that?
I can just see him doing that.
What can you see him doing?
Hiding.
Okay, good.
And I can see his little face under the covers. Yes!
Oh. Okay, good. So, Ross, do you want to... Ross. Do you want to talk us through that, then? Or?
I don't know if I do.
Not just all. A bit of context. Everything, just a little bit of context.
She thought, yeah, let's answer this FaceTime call without giving me any warning. And I had to duck and hide for about half an hour with a very constrained neck.
Right, OK. Well, thanks for all that detail. Alison, you OK?
Just about.
Right. Unfortunately, though, Ross, it does mean that the tester paint pot will be out later today to see what new colours look good in that room of yours.
Oh, I don't know how to feel about that.
No. It's not gone well for you, this, Ross.
No.
Alison, I hope we put you completely at ease of what your son's up to at university.
Well, yeah.
And Ross, I'm sorry for the embarrassment, but you do have a weekly shot coming your way.
Brilliant. Can't wait. Scott
Mills. I think someone's heard what we've been talking about, or that we've been talking about her. Hello, Alison Hammond.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris. You've been chatting about me. See, I could feel it. I knew it. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to phone in.
Right. So, I know that you've been in a meeting, which is why you must have come out to like a load of texts from people going, Scott Mills is talking about you.
Babes, my Twitter has gone crazy.
Right, okay.
What's going on?
There's this interview.
It's the interview.
I think everyone's going to be talking about this interview now that you've done. It's so good.
It's so funny because, you know, when I went and did that interview, I thought, you know what, we're not going to be able to use it because we're just like cracking up laughing. There's actually no content in it whatsoever.
So it's you and Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford.
Yeah, just messing around, you know, having a little drink. It felt like we were at the pub.
Well, yeah, well, but you did open some whiskey at some point. If you've not heard this yet, we were talking about it earlier on the show. Here's Alison being brutally honest about whether she's seen the film or not.
I've got these glasses in because these were from the original Blade Runner. This is what they used. So I thought, you know, attention to details for fans will probably like that.
That's so cool that you did that. Are you a fan of the original?
Never seen it.
I appreciate your candor.
Alison, you can't tell Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling you've not seen it.
Well, listen, the thing, let me set it up. These glasses, I took some glasses in, and these glasses were in the original film, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to put these whiskey glasses on the side, and I thought, oh, Harrison Ford is going to recognise these glasses because they're from the original film. I hadn't seen the original film. I just thought, yeah, that'd be quite cool, wouldn't it? So I thought I'd put two little bottles of whiskey next to the glasses, you know, just so it looks good. And then the next thing I know, he's asking me whether I saw the film or not. Now, I could have lied, but what if he had then asked me details about the film? It would have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I just told the truth.
I think honesty is the best policy in these situations.
I do. Me too.
It's
me
too. So good, Alison.
It's so good. It's like a tonic, is it? Even I was laughing at myself.
Yourself? Right. While you've been in this meeting, you've been trending on Twitter and everything.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm global.
It's gone global, babes.
I've gone global.
Right.
It's all about your laugh as well, Alison.
The laugh is
the best laugh.
I've got to shut up. Do you know what? It actually makes me cringe out when I hear myself. And if I watch myself laughing, I just think, why don't I just tone it down a little bit?
You can't. That's you.
I have to tone it down. Oh, it's cringe. I can't listen to it.
I've heard that laugh so many times in various different situations. good speech to you, Alison. Miss you, babes.
Oh, miss you too, babes. Love you, have a lovely day. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Imagine this is the kind of music that would be playing if you went on a night out with Pitbull.
Yeah, yeah. Pre-club, obviously.
He would take you to some right dodgy clubs, wouldn't he?
Maybe after.
Don't drink that tequila, Chris.
Although, a night out with Pitbull, I think, would be a good one. In fact, can we make this happen?
Here's the thing. A couple of years ago when he came in, I thought we were really near that. I thought it was going to happen. He even sent us a message from his BlackBerry,
Wait, he called it his Pitbury. It said on the bottom of the email, right? Email
sent from Pitbury.
Can't give away his email address.
No.
But it involved the phrase Mr. Worldwide at one point.
Also, I don't think I've admitted this before. Maybe I tried to email him again recently.
Did you?
Yeah, it bounced back. So he's probably changed it. So now we're really far away. We're back to square one. I really thought a night out was going to happen at one point. Mm. Now I've not got his email.
Scott Mills.
Oh, it's nearly the Teen Awards. I know that me and Chris will be going last minute panic shopping for our outfits because we never do it on time because we're not organised.
Do you know what we should do one year, though? We should match a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, wear something...
We should suit up.
Yeah. Well, this one year we went quite formal and I think you weren't happy with the situation because no one else really was.
Yeah, but I think we really misjudged it. It was too formal. So, it's less than 3 weeks away. We've got a stunning lineup for you. Rita Ora, The Vamps, Dua Lipa, Liam Payne, Camila Cabello, all on stage at Wembley on Sunday the 22nd of October. Like, the best place to have concerts, and what a lineup. It's like the loudest gig of the year. Afterwards, Your ears are ringing, but you've had an amazing time. Okay, let's have a look at who you can vote for. This is one of the biggest awards. It's Best Single. We'd like you to vote, if you could, on the Radio 1 website now.
One Best Single.
Your choice is between Rockabye, Clean Bandit, Anne-Marie and Sean Paul. Or DJ Khaled, Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts. Dua Lipa, New Rules. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Despacito, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber. Actually, don't know which one of those I'd pick. And even if I did, I wouldn't be able to tell you anyway because I have to remain completely impartial.
Mm.
So you've only got till 5:15 to vote for Best Single. This Sunday, that's when it closes, 5:15 Sunday, 8th of October. Go to the Radio 1 website to vote and you can see the full terms and conditions on there as well. And if you want to be at the Teen Awards to see Liam and Dua and The Vamps and Rita and Camila, go to the Radio 1 website now. There are some tickets left. Find out who wins by listening to the Teen Awards Sunday, 22nd of October. It's all going to be live on Radio 1. And as always, it's going to be amazing. Come along, we hope to see you there.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.